Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
UN session on Ukraine.
One more opportunity to find the diplomatic way out.
Deep snow, bitter cold.
Hopefully the car starts so I can back it off the driveway.
Rams and Bengals, Super Bowl bound.
That's beautiful, baby. That's what it's all about.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The United Nations Security Council meets today to confront the tense situation in Ukraine and the possibility of a Russian invasion. Reporting from inside Ukraine, CBS's Holly Williams says some citizen soldiers have now linked up with the country's army.
On the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, these volunteers do a quick warm-up, training to fight in case there's a Russian attack.
I know Russian very well.
Oleksiy Vasilchenko works in marketing and told us he served in the Soviet Army before Ukraine gained its independence from Moscow just over 30 years ago.
If you want a peace, you should be prepared to war.
Many here are urban professionals. There are military veterans and new recruits. Oleksiy Ilyushin is a criminal lawyer.
It makes me angry, but it's not like, what am I going to do? It makes me angry, like, to prepare myself.
Well, there's bone-chilling cold in the Northeast today, all coming on the heels of a big winter storm that made travel dangerous and cut power to the thousands. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
New York is digging out from more than 20 inches in some areas, while temperatures in the teens are creating a new danger.
I want to remind all New Yorkers, it's going to be very, very cold.
The storm brought snow from South Carolina to Maine, including nearly 2 feet in Boston. It was one of the city's biggest single-day January snowfalls on record.
Federal prosecutors have reached a plea deal on hate crimes charges with two of the three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Travis McMichael and his father, Gregory, were sentenced to life in prison. COVID case numbers are still high, but they are falling, down by more than half from the peak of the Omicron surge. CBS's Meg Oliver has more on the situation facing parents of young children who aren't eligible to be vaccinated.
It's a busy morning at the Lago Negro house as their four girls get ready for school. After breakfast, mom Taryn takes 4-year-old Genevieve and 22-month-old Rhea to daycare.
It's been pretty much nonstop. The unpredictability is crazy.
That unpredictability finally led Lago Negro to leave her corporate job in September.
Whenever there was an exposure, the little ones would have to just stay home. It was impossible to really work when that was going on.
How many times were your youngest sent home?
I think they each had 2 times that they had to quarantine, 10 days for each of them.
New guidance from the CDC now says children under 5 who are exposed to COVID-19 only need to quarantine for 5 days if asymptomatic. But any quarantine at all is still disruptive to daycare centers. Says a Pleasant Day owner, Sandy Valcone.
The hardest part for us is the constant fear of closing down classrooms.
How much of a financial burden is that on you?
Our teachers still get paid. Our parents have been wonderful, and they have been paying.
Parents are totally at their breaking point. There's a lot of careers that are at their breaking point between healthcare workers and teachers. Parenthood is a career, too.
North Korea says its test fired a missile that can reach U.S. military bases in the Western Pacific. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
It soared up more than 1,000 miles, 5 times as high as the International Space Station, then came down steeply and landed off North Korea's east coast. But this model, the Hwasong-12, can travel much further, over 1,800 miles, which puts U.S. military bases in Guam and Okinawa, Japan, in range. In Tokyo, cabinet spokesman Hirokazu Matsuno accused North Korea of threatening the peace interests and security of Japan and the international community.
Well, the lineup is set for Super Bowl 56. The Los Angeles Rams will take on the Cincinnati Bengals. In L.A., the Rams punched their ticket with a comeback win over arch-rival San Francisco to take the NFC Championship, sealing the 20-17 win on Fox with a late interception.
Garoppolo, under pressure. Donald got there in the air, intercepted by the Rams.
In the AFC title game, Cincinnati rallied and stunned Kansas City in overtime 27-24. Bengals kicker Evan McPherson, the hero on CBS.
At 31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
In a 10-minute Instagram video, Joe Rogan apologized to Spotify for the backlash to his podcast.
I am going to do my best in the future to balance things out. I'm going to do my best. But my point of doing this is always just to create interesting conversations and ones that I hope people enjoy.
Rogan's been accused of peddling COVID-19 and vaccine falsehoods. Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Nils Lofgren have pulled their music from the Spotify platform. The company says it will issue an advisory directing listeners to a hub that has advice from health experts. Now to China, where later this week the Beijing Winter Olympics get underway.
Just 4 days away from the opening ceremony, most of the U.S. athletes are here and they are being careful, trying to avoid any chance of possibly catching COVID. Some athletes have been in self-quarantine for weeks. Chris Plies is a member of the U.S. men's curling team.
It's something that I think all of us subconsciously are like thinking about. We're getting tested every day and you wait for those test results to come in.
Any athlete testing positive will be placed in isolation and only allowed to compete after getting two negative tests within 24 hours. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Back here at home, there's word of the death of a former Miss USA. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Congratulations, North Carolina!
Police in New York City say Chesley Crist, who won the pageant in 2019, jumped from her high-rise apartment building on 42nd Street. She was a lawyer and a correspondent for Extra.
We saw a lot of white on the carpet, and she looked so elegant.
I know. After she was crowned, Crist gave tips on Facebook for maintaining mental health. Her family says her impact will live on. Crist was 30 years old.
And actor Howard Hessman has died.
Cincinnati WKRP.
He was the disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on the CBS sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here.
What? Hessman's manager says he died of complications from colon surgery. He was 81.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Add glass bottles to the growing list of things snagged in the supply chain.
Distilleries and wineries are facing a glass bottle shortage.
That's the bread and butter of our business, is selling liquor, and if you have nothing to put it in, there's no revenue coming in.
Andrew Yancey owns the Tarnished Truth Distilling Company in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
We're having a tough time getting everything from employees to bottles to corks, and you know, we're doing our best to keep up with demand.
Diego, the world's biggest liquor producer, says it can't get enough glass bottles for its popular Bullet Bourbon. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Scientists at Harvard and Tufts universities have used a drug cocktail to regrow a frog's amputated legs. In a study in the journal Science Advances, a team put five drugs in a silicone cap to cut inflammation and help with blood vessel and muscle growth. It could be a step that one day helps humans regenerate. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.